California has secured more federal support last week to boost its emergency responses to wildfires blazing across the state. The major disaster declaration covers grants for temporary housing and home repairs in certain counties, and also loans for uninsured losses. It also gives federal funds to state, tribal, and local governments for emergency response, protection, and recovery. No figures were announced, but support is expected to run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. KLW's Leah Rembreka looked into some other numbers, the people, and practical solutions fighting the fires.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection is better known as CAL FIRE. This year, it has fully extended its resources to deal with an unprecedented fire season. It has also tapped neighbouring states and other partners for extra help fighting fires. Here's Daniel Burlap from CAL FIRE with some of the latest numbers yesterday.
Since the beginning of the year, there have been over 8,600 wildfires. There have been 31 people who have died in these fires, and 9,200 structures that have been destroyed. So this fire season has not only been a year for large fires, but it has been a destructive year and a deadly year as well.
So that got us wondering, what are the other big numbers behind the fires? CAL FIRE has deployed around 18,700 people at the height of this fire season. Those include full-time firefighters and volunteers as part of 319 fire crews. And there's another resource in play, incarcerated people. CAL FIRE trains inmates through the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to fight seasonal fires. It's something that's been happening since the 1940s. Today, these seasonal crews operate out of 43 fire camps, which are minimum security facilities staffed by correctional officers. Typically, this conservation camp program employs around 3,100 incarcerated people each year. That's about a sixth of CAL FIRE's entire firefighting force in 2020. But figures are down this year. There are only 1,800 inmates taking part, and only two-thirds of those are fireline qualified. That means they're allowed to do actual firefighting work like fireline construction and brush clearing. CAL FIRE says the drop is because many incarcerated firefighters were eligible for early release this year. That was to slow the spread of coronavirus in overpopulated prison facilities. California's other firefighting partners include the U.S. Forest Service, the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, and the state's native tribes. Finally, at least a dozen states have sent hundreds of firefighters to help California in 2020. And there's even been international assistance. Most recently, 10 firefighters from Israel who were assigned to fires in the north. In San Francisco, I am Lisa Ramraker for KALW News.